This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Ships, countries, worlds, we're all called she. And then the globalists tell you that humanity wants to pull down women when their whole mission is to pull down women and then kill the species forever. All right, let's go to Michael in Texas. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. So your studio guy said to me that I could get like a free T-shirt for holding on so long. And I said, well, you know, since I have so many and multiples and I wear them all the time and I help you fund your operation by the tune of about $2,500 a year, I'd like to trade it in. You're welcome. Alex, I'd like to trade that in for 30 seconds and it won't cost you a dime. And so with that being said, you know, you're always talking about you want to expand and you're looking for new talent. And Rob Dew was on last week and he went into a whole thing about it. And I thought he mentioned an email address to send a resume. And well, maybe I got it wrong. My resume is me and what I've done on the internet and what I'm currently doing. Alex, my proposal to you is this, and I don't want you to pay me. I just want a shot remotely, like you give Rapoport and Stone and those guys from their home. And you decide how long and when or wherever. I am fully committed to fighting the New World Order, Alex. I've got the fire, I've got the heart, and I've got the guts. And if you would just listen to the podcast I'm doing now, you would realize that we're on the same page. But
tell us your podcast.
It's called The Truth Zone, and it's on Spreaker. And if you listen, I did a thing on Comey and the French election. And, Alex, if you would just listen to it, you would know that I'm not your sickle fan. I'm an independent man
that's
wide awake thanks to you and other outlets. I just need my shot, Alex. I just need my shot. I need the exposure.
And well, I'll tell you this. I want to launch 6 hours more of radio TV than like 10 hours, 20 hours. And we could have weekly or maybe every day. You got to set the slot up to make sure you don't get infiltrated and have some guy that gets on and try to get you sued or whatever. But we should have like a guest slot of guest hosts and then have people come on and guest and, you know, see how people like it and see how it goes. I'm totally all about that. Absolutely. I mean, that's why you have jobs at Infowars.com. We don't have a lot of money to hire new people, but we need to hire some more reporters. We need to, you know, expand what we're doing. We're really trying to do that right now. So that's a great point.
Well, you don't even have to pay me, Alex. I just want my shot. And you'll see. You'll see that I deserve and you'll want me to be a permanent member of the InfoWars team. I know you.
Well, I believe it, brother. I just have the infrastructure here. I'm trying as hard as I can. We built this infrastructure. I want to get more people on air. So we're trying. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Michael. We'll see what happens. Jeff in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Appreciate you taking the call.
Appreciate you.
I was just calling in regards to your conversation yesterday with Mark Dias and where you guys were going with things and trying to get a mind wrap around how people are becoming so deceived, right? And, you know, just what glares out at me is Romans chapter 1. And it says that they will worship the creation, the earth, planet, animals, ourselves, instead of the creator. So in the last day, he will give them up to minds of depravity. And what we're witnessing right now is the fulfillment of Romans chapter 1 as God removes his restraining hand of common grace upon humanity, and he's giving them what they're asking for.
That's right. God always gives you your free will, doesn't he?
Yeah. And Romans chapter 1 says that they will do what is unnatural, right? Man will lie with man, woman with woman, right? And what we're seeing here in the aggregate and the whole is we're witnessing since Satan got kicked out of heaven for wanting to assume Yahweh's throne. We're seeing this world in Satan's is Magnus Opus. He is recreating the world in his image.
That's right. Great points. Mike Cernovich, right ahead.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate and true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5 305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich guest hosting on The Real Alex Jones Show. He's going to do it Friday. I believe Roger Stone is going to be going on Friday. We have a lot of stories to talk about. The great production team has them all queued up. One thing that I think was really interesting, which happened yesterday, is what did we not know? When the Comey firing happened, nobody knew. Nobody had that leak. Actually, I didn't even have that leak. And Chuck Johnson, who has done some great journalism over the years, had a story up at gotnews.com about that. So there was a deliberate strategy with the Comey leak. Trump wanted to find out who is doing this leaking. Who's leaking all this information to the media? Who are leaking these stories to the media? And it turns out it was Rince Priebus, Sean Spicer's team, David Loftman, DOJ has been leaking. So now we know. Now we know who's leaking. So that was a very, very good development. But I thought it was interesting that nobody had the Comey leak. Came from out of nowhere. What's also interesting is my sources are telling me the White House, they're freaking out today. They're freaking out last night. So if you want to tweet it at Real Donald Trump, let him know he made the right decision. So people within the White House are freaking out because they're saying, oh, my God, Trump never told us he was going to fire Comey. Can't believe it. Oh, my God, we don't know. We don't have a response. Well, that's because people are leaking. Quit leaking information. So Trump made the right decision. Definitely show him your support on Twitter. Let him know that the way that that was handled was brilliant. The leak never got out. In fact, this was funny. This was funny. Comey was at giving a talk in Los Angeles, and as he was watching the TV in the background, it showed James Comey, Director Comey, had been fired. And he said, funny joke. This is hilarious. What a great prank. The staffers were scrambling around to let him know. No, no, no. Like, it's not a joke. It's not a prank. You actually got fired. Definitely one of those awkward moments. And that's what we need more of. There have been way too many leaks, way too many national security leaks. So we had a few stories, others queued up that we definitely wanted to talk about. I think we wanted to bring Jack Posobiec on if the production team was able to Skype him in or loop him in. So Jack Posobiec, he's a friend of mine. He's done a film with me. We did a great film together, actually, about the rape epidemic in Sweden called Invasion. And we sent Jack Posobiec to Sweden to these no-go zones to find out what is really going on in Sweden, what is really going on. So I think Jack is going to join us if we can get him patched in and Skyped in, because he went into the White House briefing room yesterday. The media freaked out. This happened to me, too, when I went into a White House press briefing. I'm credentialed for the White House, and I've watched Marine One land, you know, at the White House lawn, and you know, I attended a press briefing and everything. The fake news media was really freaking out because I'm credentialed as a White House correspondent. Jack Posobiec is now credentialed as a White House correspondent. Jerome Corsi, I believe, is. InfoWars is. They want to keep us out there because they want to control the news. And the reason I want to get Jack on is because I want to take all of you listening and watching behind the scenes of how the fake news gets made. What you're going to notice is that you're going to hear all the same stories, all the same questions. There's no creativity in the room. So when Jack attended the briefing yesterday, everybody was, General Flynn, General Flynn, what about General Flynn? What about General Flynn? That's all they ever asked about was General Flynn. Why? Flynn hasn't been part of the administration for 6 months. There's nothing new about General Flynn. General Flynn is such a tired meme. It's a tired story. But what happens is all the fake news people, they're on an email list together. This was exposed a while back called Journo List. I don't know if those of you listening and watching can remember, but maybe the production team can pull up the article. I think the Daily Caller revealed this. It was called J-U-R-N-O List, Journalist. They had an email list where they conspired. They conspired to shape the narrative. Beautiful. These guys are so great. The production team is, if you love this production team, you gotta buy the toothpick. You gotta support these guys. They're and girls too. They're so fantastic that you can talk about things. They just pull it right up because they live for this. This is a passion job. That's what most people don't realize who are listening and watching. Everybody I met when I took a big tour of the studios and had unprecedented access as a journalist to the InfoWars headquarters, nobody else in media was given the full tour like I was. These people are passionate. You can talk about a story and they'll pull it up. Because for them, this is not merely their passion. This isn't merely their hobby. This is their profession, all rolled into one. They're living their passion. And that is why, you know, the toothpaste is on sale. Everybody uses toothpaste. A lot of people don't like the caveman stuff that I use. And I understand that maybe people don't want to use Brain Force. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do with your life. You got to live your life on your own terms. You got to live life as you like. But everybody brushes their teeth. A simple way to support the operation is if everybody just bought the toothpaste. If everybody just bought the toothpaste, they could hire 100 more people at InfoWars. If everybody listening, all they did was bought the toothpaste, which everybody needs toothpaste anyway, they could hire 100 more people. They could create hundreds more shows, bring in more talent, give more opportunity. Everybody uses toothpaste, and that's a great way to support the show. It's a win-win for everybody. So what Posobiec discovered, they all are emailing and texting. He actually revealed this. That's why I really hope I can get him on as an eyewitness account. They're emailing each other in the White House correspondence room what to ask. They're shaping the narrative in real time. In real time. So for those of you who've never been in, I don't know if the production team, if they can pull up the video that I took from inside the White House press briefing room. And you can see everybody sits down. It's almost like you're in a small college lecture room. Everybody sits there in these very small airplane-like seats. The facilities are dilapidated. It's actually disgusting. These people are animals. The break room is right by the bathroom. It's filthy. The bathroom is nasty. The stench. The carpeting is worn down. And they're not clean people. The White House correspondents are just filthy animals. People saw that. They go, wait a minute. These people are drinking water and eating food right by the bathroom. They're just disgusting. They're filthy. It's so gross, right? So if you look inside, you can kind of see how the seating chart is and the seating thing is arranged. And they all text each other what questions to ask. They all collude. They collude in real – see the seating? You know, you can see – get a sense of like the seating. And that was, of course, when I triggered that hack who will not disavow the violence in Antifa. And she got really mad at me. But if you look at the seating arrangement – you can see it's like a high school thing, and they're like, call on me, Spicer, Spicy, call on me, pick me, pick me. I don't know if you kids ever watched Welcome Back, Kotter, Vinny Barbarino, and there was one character in there, Horschwitz or something, I can't remember. But whenever the teacher, Mr. Kotter, had a question, ooh, 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 pick me, Spicer, pick me, pick me. It is the most reviling, disgusting. These people are so cringy. Ooh, 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 ooh. You should see it. It's like a bunch of baboons. If you ever been to the zoo and you watched a bunch of baboons like throwing poop around, that is really what the White House correspondents do. The ooh, 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 ooh. They sound like apes. It's unbelievable. I hope Alex goes in there to a press conference too, because witnessing it in real time is really fantastic. Maybe I'll go. Maybe here's a good idea. I just came up with this. Should Alex Jones and I attend a White House press briefing together? What do you guys think? What do you guys think watching at home? If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. If you're watching on YouTube, type in your comment. Should Alex Jones and I take a trip out to Washington, D.C. together and attend a White House press briefing together? The idea just came to me because, I don't know, I think that would be great. Jack Posobiec maybe could be there. Cassandra Fairbanks, Lucien, maybe Jim Hoft, Gateway Pundit, and everybody. So if you think that is, I just came up with this idea. If you think it would be a good idea, say, tweet out, Alex Jones should attend a White House press briefing with Cernovich. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and hit that little notification bell. Type in the comments. I think that it would be a phenomenal, phenomenal day for truth and truth warriors. For Alex Jones to attend it, why, even without me, with Jerome Corsi. I'm not trying to, you know, invite myself out to anything with Alex. So Jerome Corsi doesn't matter to me, but I would love to see a truth warrior like Alex Jones inside the White House press briefing room attending a press briefing. And then you could just see the filthy, disgusting animals the White House correspondents are. I have the dilapidated facilities. So you walk in, and there's all these people sitting around like high school. And then you walk back into the break room, and the carpet is worn down. It's filthy. Why don't they change the carpet? Why doesn't the White House Correspondents Association put in a proper coffee machine? You went over there, and they had like a little espresso machine or some nasty thing. It was dirty. I wasn't even going to drink the espresso. I was going to go back there. I wanted a little caffeine. And I went back there, and I thought, what bacteria? Forget about, you know, you need a water filter. We know that's not filtered water. We definitely know the White House Correspondents Association. They are not drinking filtered water. They're drinking the tap water with the fluoride and other chemicals in there. But it's gross. The bacteria, the germs. I wouldn't drink out of that stuff. I wasn't going to even touch any of that. Thankfully, I had to bring alcohol stuff to clean up my hands afterwards because it was so gross in there. And you think, why don't they take better care of themselves? Why don't they take more pride in themselves? Why don't they take more pride in their facilities? So you walk past this dirty coffee machine and unfiltered water into the break room, which is by the bathroom. It's completely gross, so hopefully we can patch in Jack Posobiec and talk about it. We can talk about why the fake news media gets triggered when real journalists attend. And we can tell you again, that is because they are fabricating the narrative in real time. I saw it when I was there.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to pearlflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's pearlflowers.com, secret code 1616.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online. With no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones, and be sure to check out InfoWarsStore.com to support the movement, support the truth movement. All we want to build bigger shows. Alex kind of hinted at that. I did an earlier segment with him. I hadn't made that public yet. Nobody actually knows. So Alex and I had talked about a 5-day-a-week show for me that might be 3 hours long, but we might actually bring in 5 other people or 4 other people, and it would be the five-style show, but it would be with a rotating panel of globalist killers. But all that stuff is going to require resources. So InfoWarsStore.com is the way that you can support all that stuff. Like I said, just buy the toothpaste, which is on sale. So right away, though, let's get hopping. We got Jack Posobiec in studio. I talked earlier about my experience as a White House correspondent. So if we can patch Jack in, I would love to just hear it from him. What was it like being a White House correspondent? How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Great to be here. Man, I got to tell you, it was quite an experience. First time in the White House for me. Was that your first time in the White House as well?
I had attended. Yeah, exactly. That as a White House correspondent, I had never visited it before, though, as a tourist.
Okay, yeah. So for me, I hadn't even been through before. You know, going in there, it was amazing to walk in and, you know, the majesty. And, you know, we talk politics a lot, and it's like, wow, this is real. I mean, Lincoln was here. Reagan was here. Everybody, Kennedy. You know, and then you get through to the press office and suddenly the magic all kind of falls apart. And you see these people, you see them in their element, you see the way they trash their offices, the way they have these, like the toilets are, it's all dirty and the kitchen is all dirty, and the way they're in there just giving you snide remarks and comments, and, you know, they give you looks in person, they won't really say anything. But then they'll go on Twitter and they'll lighten me up. Oh, I can't believe Jack Posobiec is here. I can't believe Jack Posobiec, the racist, is here, attacking me, attacking my family, attacking my background. It's crazy. They didn't want me there. They didn't want you there. And it's because they don't like that we will speak truth to them.
Well, and would you agree, though, that they're just filthy animals with bad hygiene and that everything was dirty? They don't even wash the table for the break room. It was just nasty. Would you agree with that?
A lot of it was nasty. I, you know, there's actually a sign up even on the coffee dispenser that apparently had been donated by Tom Hanks for like $2,000. And there was a sign up reminding them, hey, this is a $2,000 coffee maker. Could you guys wash it after you use it? I mean, just basic stuff.
I'm laughing here because that was actually, I was going to go get myself a coffee and it looked so filthy. I thought maybe I could get the flu or bacteria, staph infection.
I'm actually coming down with a little bit of something. I think I may have got. I've got my nasal, my spray right here for the my throat spray.
Yeah, that would be my advice. Yeah, bring an alcohol, hand sanitizer if you go into the White House room, because these people are so filthy. They're disgusting. I don't know if they shower. They don't smell right. I don't know why they don't take better care of their facilities. So the coffee machine was a perfect example, a perfect microcosm where they had to remind reporters, hey, why don't you not be a filthy animal? Why don't you have some basic hygiene? Why don't you clean up after yourselves? These are the people we're supposed to trust to cover the minutiae of foreign policy and national security. They can't even cover the minutiae of a coffee machine.
Yeah, and you see these guys, too, is when they're not on camera, you know, Mike, I've been with you. I've worked with you on a lot of stories. You've worked with me on a lot of stories. When we're not periscoping, we're talking to people. We're going searching out for stories out there. These guys, they get off camera and they go read a book. They go sit and, like, stare off into space. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Or they'd be kind of, like, chatting, just sort of gossiping with each other. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then the camera would come on and they'd start reading from the teleprompter and it'd be like, oh, okay, that's your job. But where are you actually going and getting your news from? It's like, that's not even part of it.
Well, here's what I noticed too, is they're all like this, texting each other what to ask. They're colluding in real time. Did you observe that too?
Absolutely observed that. They were texting, and I also saw a couple Slack channels they had opened up. Slack is sort of like an internet chat room forum kind of thing. It's private chat. But it's, you could see, because one person would ask a question on, and all they're trying to do is trip up Spicer, right? They're just trying to get Spicer to make a mistake. Like, say 4 when the last time he said 3. You know, so some stupid little tiny mistake. So they could say, aha, he's a lion. Aha, he's crazy. So all they were doing was asking the same question over and over and over 10, 11, 12 times.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you mentioned it. So I brought up Journalist earlier, which the Daily Caller exposed in 2008. The new Journalist is now a Slack channel. So we're about to head to break, but I want to keep you back on the next segment so we can talk about how you watch them colluding in real time on Journalist. The new Journalist is a Slack channel. We need to find out We need to get a leak. We need to get a leak from this.
It's a mess.
And so I'll have you back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we're back. Mike Sturm, guest host for the Alex Jones Show. Today we have a special guest, White House correspondent Jack Posobiec. So Jack Posobiec and I have an interesting kind of fun friendship for a lot of reasons. One is that he went into the no-go zones in Sweden to do a special journalism project about invasion and how Sweden become the rape capital of the West. And then the rebel media, which is expanding. And like, here's what Alex Jones always said, and I agree with this 100%. None of us are competitors. We need 100 Alex Joneses, 100 Jack Posobiec, 100 InfoWars, 100 rebel medias. Because people are so starved for the truth, we can't even possibly reach everybody. There is no competition. That is why, I mean, think about it. Most people would say, why does Alex have so many guests on? Why would Cernovich be guest hosting? And immediately I want to bring other people on. Most people, if in the fake news media, they would say, well, that's crazy. Why would you want to promote other people? That is because we're actually committed to the truth. And we're committed to the message, and we are just all soldiers. and the war for truth. So it's great to have Jack back on. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. So happy to be on Rebel Media after having worked with Cernovich Media and InfoWars a lot in the past, doing the Invasion Project. And definitely agree with your comments there. I mean, just think about it. Would you ever see Sean Hannity go on CNN? Would you ever see, like, Joe Scarborough or Mika Brzezinski on Fox and Friends? They're right down the street, but they would never, ever do that because it breaks sort of those, I don't know, unwritten rules of mainstream media that, oh, we can't talk together because it's this whole false reality that they're trying to pitch to people, this whole psyop that we're completely impartial. We're not just normal people that live normal lives and are given scripts of narratives to run.
Yeah, and they view each other as competitors. They have a scarcity mindset where they think, well, hey, if I promote somebody else, then that'll take the shine away from me. But whereas you and Alex and Ezra and others, the way we view it as we're done. All of us will be dead and in prison and thought control camps if we don't fight together and promote each other.
Yeah, because that's why, you know, I love the name Rebel Media, because we are the rebels. We're the scrappy rebels in this thing. There are millions of dollars against us, billions, trillions of dollars, if you want to talk about the people that are behind all this. And we've got what, maybe a couple hundred guys that do these live streams that break this kind of news, and guys and gals, I should say, and get this stuff out to the people. No, believe me, we need all the help we can get. We don't need any infighting. And that's why they try. That's why they try very hard to launch these infighting information, disinformation campaigns against us to try to get us all going after each other the same way the mainstream media does.
Yeah, they actually, so when it leaked out that I was going to be working more with Alex Jones, they actually sent in fabricated evidence, false stuff, lies, all kinds of stuff to Alex about me that were completely untrue because they want to use a divide and conquer strategy. They are so afraid now that people like us are united and we're just saying, hey, we're not going to believe the fabricated stuff. We don't even care. We don't answer to you in the fake news media, that everybody's uniting. And it's interesting you mentioned the Rebel Media, because there was a headline actually in The Atlantic which said Rebel in the White House. Would you like to talk about that a little bit more, please?
I actually love that headline, The Rebel in the White House. I mean, isn't that what the Trump movement is all about? There I am with the beautiful Tanya Tay next to me. And of course, you know, they throw it in there, far-right media. I think far-right is the new media speak for not Marxists at this point, it seems like. And there was a lot in there, but what was interesting to me was, you know, there wasn't a statement about like, hey, here's this guy. He works at Rebel Media. Rebel started 2 years ago out of Ezra Levant's living room, did about 6,000 videos, and now they're in the White House and they're credentialed. And hey, isn't that interesting how media is changing? That wasn't a story about that. It was, why are you here? Why do you think you should be allowed to be in here? Why should you be in this room? And everybody, all the comments I was getting on Twitter all day long, Keith Olbermann came out and said, called me a scumbag and said, I'm happy to see you can tie a tie. And it was like, they don't want us in that room, period. The Atlantic article is connecting me. There's a lot of fake news in there regarding me. There's a lot of stuff that says I'm a conspiracy theorist and this and that. Well, if I'm a conspiracy theorist, why are you guys talking about me? If I'm a conspiracy theorist, why have the things that I have reported on been confirmed by the people who I've reported it by or by WikiLeaks and other independent organizations? If we were making this stuff up, why does it all keep coming true?
Well, I love that you brought up the snob appeal, because something interesting happened on Twitter. So, as you know, there was a Real News dinner in Washington, D.C. Jim Hoft hosted it. They gave me this nice little trophy, Mike Cernovich, Exceptionalism in New Media, the 2016 election. It was a nice thing, a very nice gesture. I wasn't expecting
that.
I was very grateful. So, you know what they did? These so-called journalists, they went on to some trophy shop and they go, oh, this, you can buy these wholesale for, you know, $20 or $30 or whatever. And I thought, a number of things are wrong with that.
Okay.
That's what I mean. That's how they want to throw shade, is they're not in the right social class like we are. Everybody listening, just so people listening know, this is what they think of you. They think that you are garbage, whether you're white, black, Christian, Jewish. They think everybody listening, and they think you are trash. They would make fun of your trophies you give your children because they're not the proper crystal. This is how these people are. They hate you. They loathe you, and that is why they lie to you with a straight face, because they don't believe those of you listening in are actually human. And it's really disgusting. So talk more about how they look at you and how they'll take your picture. I caught people taking pictures of me everywhere I walked when I did the press briefing.
Well, yeah, they're looking at me, and I saw this one guy at one point. I don't have all the names and faces yet, but, you know, so I got up, and I went to the podium, and I did the OK sign. You know, the OK sign that we all do because Trump does it, and it's just kind of, it's a little trolly. It's a way to say, hey, we're behind Trump. We support the president. So I do the OK sign right there, boom. And this guy gets this look, just like he, like, bubbles up in his face, and he sneaks in, and he's like, laughing, and he jumps on his phone and starts tweeting, like, giggling. His, like, his pink, he got, like, pink, and his beard was, like all, you know, scraggly. And it was like, I actually turned to him, and I said, hey, you know, this is just the okay sign. We do this because Trump does it. You know, it's not what you guys all say it is. His head just started bobbling, like, back and forth. He wanted to burst because he thought, like, oh, I got you. I got Jack Posobiec doing the okay sign. Because I got him, and now I know exactly how to troll him, because I can say he's a white supremacist, or he's a Slavic, this and that, the other thing. And it's like, they don't even live in the same reality as us. They don't even live in the same reality as regular people. All they live for is how to attack us, how to come at us, how to come after us. They've been digging stuff up on my family. They've been digging stuff up on my fiance, going through her social media accounts, everybody else. They're like, Jack, you got this social media and that social media. I'm like, yeah, Facebook, I'm friends with her and her sister, and yeah, she was born in Belarus, and she's a U.S. citizen now. What does that have to do with these emails on Francois or Emmanuel Macron being real or not? That's all it is they want to attack you, and they want to find any way to tear you down, because they see us as members of regular people, you know, regular people coming out and getting into this journalism business, people that didn't come from, born from silver spoons, Vanderbilts like Anderson Cooper. No, I'm a guy that worked at a pizza shop. I'm a guy that shoveled horse manure for a living for a long time, worked construction in Philadelphia, joined the military, and now I'm here doing this. And I'm a regular person, and it drives them absolutely insane that I'm standing in that White House room.
Well, you bring up a number of points. One is the xenophobia that they accuse us of. The xenophobia from the press now, they are using stereotypes about your beautiful, talented, intelligent fiance against her. They're calling her a Russian spy. Why? Because she's a foreigner? That sounds awfully xenophobic to me. Because I have a Croatian last name, they try to say that I'm Russian and I'm a Russian operative. Because you have a Polish name. So put aside how historically ignorant it is to expect Polish people to be pro-Russia. I would encourage the fake news people to actually pick up a book and read about how the Soviets oppressed the Polish, and how Polish nationalists have their own opinion on the Russians, which we're not going to go to now. But they're
historical. Let's talk about the Holodomor sometime.
Yeah, they're xenophobic. And the big thing, though, is they believe that anybody who doesn't have a trust fund, like Dave Weigel, if your parents weren't rich enough to send you to a $30,000 a year high school and then give you a trust fund to go to college, they think that you're trash and that you don't belong.
Yeah, that simply is. You didn't go to the right schools, if you didn't come up kissing the ring, if you didn't come up under the right way, if you weren't appointed and selected and, you know, handed off from company to company, moved over. So this one, Julia, I'm not sure how to say her last name. So she's attacking me. She's attacking my fiance as being Russian trolls, Russian spies. I look at her, and so she was the one, if you remember, she worked for Politico. And then she put out the tweet accusing President Trump of having incest with his daughter, incest with Ivanka Trump. This is not me making this up. She wrote it, okay? And then Politico fired her, but she turns around and gets hired by The Atlantic. And it's, oh, well, I'm sure she'll uphold our standards and she'll be fine. They have no problem with saying something as heinously insane, reporting that as fact from the other side, but they call us conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. So again, that's why the production team were able to pull this stuff up so quick. Yeah, she had actually accused Trump of incest. Talk about the definition of fake news. And also, this is a thing that we talk about a lot on the show, is how they are so debased that if you show a picture of a daughter and her father admiring each other and loving each other, they view that as some kind of sickness, because that is how diseased all of these people are. They view that as somehow wrong, because they grew up in these demonic households of abuse and neglect and not being given any kind of attention. So they can't even comprehend paternal love. And in a way, it's sad they are victims of the death cult that is modern liberalism.
You're absolutely right. I was just actually listening to a statistic. I was on Stefan Molyneux, one of his older podcasts, where he was talking about how now 40% of American children are growing up with absentee parents. That's exactly what this is all about, the breakdown of regular, normal families, because then once the children are taken away from the families, who do they get raised by? They get raised by mainstream media. They get raised by television. Now they're getting raised by Twitter. They're getting raised by and essentially raised by the government and these elites that are out there pushing narratives to get them away from traditional values, to get them away from supporting their country, supporting patriotism, and really just kind of to give them this candy, to give them this kind of fluff that they go along with whatever's going on. Oh, as long as I can get my app, the next Snapchat filter, then everything's fine with my life. They make you want that stuff and not want the real joyfulness and abundance of life that's out there. They make you, it's sick the way they twist everything around and try to set up these false goals, these false idols for you to fall victim to.
Yeah, that is why when I tell people, I said the power elite want to enslave your children. And people go, oh, that's crazy. And I go, well, look what happened in Haiti, which State Department's, again, I talked to Alex in the last segment, now confirmed the reporting from InfoWars, which is that pedophiles were going to Haiti to adopt people. As we know, the Saudis, they really love black slaves in Saudi Arabia. And in Libya, a lot of slaves are ending up over there. And, of course, the Clinton Foundation was taking money from the Saudis. And the Clinton Foundation was active in Haiti. And, of course, the Haitians hate the Clinton Foundation. But that's I guess, kind of aside. I guess to talk to you a little bit about sourcing is a couple articles came out today, which is about how apparently leakers are leaking me information. Like The Hill wrote up a big article about how I'm getting a lot of leaks and exclusives, and you are too. But here's my question for you is, why is it that when you and I break news, they don't talk about the news that we broke? They want to talk about how did we get that story? Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's interesting because they want us to give up our sources and methods because they want to steal our sources and methods. It's pretty simple. It's they don't want to talk about the news because they don't want to give us credit, number one, because that would legitimize us in the eyes of their press and make our audiences, our platforms bigger. And then number two is they want to find out, number one, how we got our sources to see if they can steal or co-opt them. Or in some cases, like we saw with Seth Rich, they were able to get to Seth Rich before he was able to keep himself safe. Fortunately, he had set up a dead drop on the emails, which eventually got to WikiLeaks. But they got rid of Seth Rich before he could leak more, before he could corroborate what was in those leaks. And so that's exactly what it is. They want to stop the leaks. They want to stop this truth from getting out.
Exactly right. It's interesting you say that, because when I meet with sources in Washington, D.C., I don't even bring my main cell phone because they can geolocate it. I bring a special burner cell phone that hasn't been geo-targeted to me yet. So I leave actually this in my hotel wherever I'm staying so that I can't be geo-targeted. Burner cell phones, you have to go meet in public places, hooded sweatshirt, sunglasses, because that is how my sources know they could be murdered at any time, and they know that I could be murdered at any time. So the kind of OPSEC that we do is really cloak and dagger kind of stuff, and I'm sure that your OPSEC is similar. So maybe for those people listening at home, maybe they don't understand how afraid people are to talk to us because they know they might end up like Seth Rich.
Yeah, there's people that have reached out to me that have said, you know, I almost have at this point a separate app, encrypted app and encryption for each source that I talk to, just because nobody wants to even be on the same app. They want to use these really obscure things that people don't know about. People know about, Signal. They know about Wicker. Those things, people are looking for that. These guys, they always want to stay a step ahead, two steps ahead, three steps ahead. And if anything's on there, they want to delete it before it becomes absolutely possible to be seen, because they know that if your phone, right, we now learned that iPhone from the false 7 leaks, that with a 0 hour default, they can crack your phone. So it doesn't matter if it's encrypted. They're reading it right from your operating system. That's why you've got to meet in person. That's why you've got to do stuff like, you know, go to a city, rent a car, pay cash for stuff, travel around, throw on the hoodie, whatever you got to do. These guys, they don't want to meet with us. You know, I just had to talk to a guy earlier today that said, Jack, I've got information for you, but I can't even give it to you over the phone. I can't even give it to you in person. We're talking like manila envelope in the back of the Italian restaurant Godfather style, it almost seems like, because that's what you've got to do to stop this.
50 cell phones. I have over 50 cell phones that I only use one time for a source, and then we throw them away. And then another thing that you do is I don't want to reveal too much of my OPSEC for people.
Of course.
So I don't want to give them too much trade craft. But a lot of times what you'll do is you'll post information on a cell phone. You'll drop it at a coffee shop, And then an hour later, the person will walk by, pick up the phone, and drop off another phone, and that's how you communicate. And the reason I'm bringing that up, even though that's a trade secret, that's tradecraft I learned. Remember when Hillary Clinton lost an iPad in a very important meeting as a State Department person, right? That came out in the investigation that she would lose iPads. Well, that was actually, it's called a dead drop. Hillary Clinton was doing dead drops, so she would load classified information on an iPad, go into a meeting, and then she would forget it. And that is how the Clintons spread top secret information and secrets to all of these hostile. Here we go. We got it on screen. She used iPads, claimed she only used one device. Yeah, but she would lose them. So that, remember, they lost a bunch of devices. Oh, we couldn't find seven BlackBerries.
Because I'm sure there were some donors involved with that as well, too. Clinton Foundation exactly. Donors.
Right. So what we do is we use dead drops for operational security. She would do it to actually spread information. Thanks for coming on, Jack. Before we go, I want to remind people that Survivor Shield is about to go on sale. It was out of stock. It's going to sell out again really soon. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. They actually have a major, major supply issue. As you know, when they sell out. Iodine is one of the most essential nutrients in the world. And in fact, in developing countries, the IQ problems arise from low iodine.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you.
If
anyone was on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listeners that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. Mike Service guest hosting for Alex Jones. This is our final segment. So you can learn more about me at Twitter at CERNOVICH. So we're going to end this with some just exciting news about the Comey is gone and what this means, okay? There's another story that broke on Newsweek, which is actually reliable, on McCabe. So Comey was, of course, an agent of the deep state, and he had protected Obama, Uma, Anthony Weiner, the Clintons, Loretta, the whole team, Susan Rice. I've gotten information now that Susan Rice's lawyers have actually reached out to the FBI, and they want to get immunity for Susan Rice. This is breaking news, actually. I just actually got this information here during the break, that Susan Rice's lawyers are reaching out to the FBI because she is terrified. So a lot of you at home, myself included, were told by the fake news media that Susan Rice did not unmask anyone. And then, of course, it was revealed that she did unmask people. She had actually unmasked me, Alex Jones, Sean Hannity, any person who they viewed in the media as having a big impact and who was pro-Trump. They went after us hard, and they spied on us illegally and criminally. So Susan Rice claimed that she would testify before the Senate. Then her lawyer sent a letter saying she wasn't going to testify. She thought she was safe. And with Comey in at the FBI and with McCabe in as at the FBI, she is safe. But now Comey's out. Susan Rice is very, very nervous because what she did was multiple felonies, very big problems. It's the biggest spying scandal probably since the original WikiLeaks and maybe even since Vault 7. So her lawyers have reached out to the FBI and they want to make a deal. They're scrambling. They are shook, right? So the House Intel panel wanted Susan Rice to testify. She said she was going to. But then her lawyer sent a letter and said, no, she's not going to testify now. But now that story has developed even more, where her lawyers have reached out to the FBI. They want to get immunity from her because she knows now with Comey out of there, she could end up in prison spying Susan Rice is what we call her. We call her spying Susan Rice because she spied on everybody in journalism on the right. Of course, she didn't spy on Maggie Haberman, Glenn Thrush, the New York Times, the Washington Post. The media is all saying, oh, no big deal. No big deal. But could you imagine if it had been revealed that Democrats were spied on? Because think about this one for a minute. The WikiLeaks, apparently, though, they're the bad guys, right? Even though they're not the government, for revealing truthful information to the American people. Susan Rice had a job to uphold the Constitution, right? She was a sworn officer of the law. Her job, her oath was to all of us, even people she doesn't agree with. Maybe Susan Rice doesn't like me. Maybe she doesn't like Alex Jones. Maybe she didn't like Sean Hannity. Maybe she didn't like Rush Limbaugh. She was not allowed to spy on us. That's ethical, wrong, morally wrong, legally wrong. She broke her oath of office. She broke the law. And the media is saying, no big deal. Why do you care, Cernovich? That was incidental collection. Right? Watch how that narrative spun. The timeline of Susan Rice spying scandal, which I wrote up on my medium.com/@Cernovich. The timeline of that is amazing. First, Susan Rice said, hey, I didn't spy on anybody. I didn't unmask anybody. And then I broke the story that she had, and then Eli Lake of Bloomberg confirmed my reporting. And then the media forgot that she lied to them. And then suddenly the story became, hey, that was incidental. No big deal. Oh, wow, we are closing out. We're going fast. Why do I have so much energy? Dave Mann is back in stock. You need the collagen. You need the nutrients. How can you run hard like me all the time? You have to enhance yourself. You have to be enhanced. You can't just live with, eat the normal food and expect to have the nutrients to superpower your life. To have the kind of passion, energy, enthusiasm every day to go hard like we all go by, right? Because we're giving our bodies the nutrients it needs. So Caveman is back in stock. It was out of stock. I'll talk to you all soon.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue